that first day that I came back to teach after the shooting, I came back into my classroom of 35 and expected maybe 5 students, but not one was missing. And they were still like statues until a young man named Patrick stood before the class with his hair nicely combed and his shirt tucked in. And in a wooden cadence full of kindness, he said, "My sister is the worst wounded survivor. She has a bullet next to her spine. Another bullet was in her French braid." And a woman named Kristen, who sat beside him, stood up and said, "My friend Caitlin was the only other person at our big university from our little hometown." And then Patrick finished her sentence. "Yes, Caitlin. She sat next to my sister. She died very quickly." And Kristen said, "That's what I wanted to know." And the class rose spontaneously, hugged, and sat down. And I said, "Is it time for me to teach?" And they nodded. That kindness in such young people changed me forever.